The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the fruits that we Christians are supposed to be producing is peace. That's a fruit that God gives us if we are faithful, if we are attached firmly to the vine, who is Jesus, and we're doing what we're called to do. Now, the problem is we fail a lot. Now, what did Paul say in the reading from Philippians about this topic? He said, "Have no anxiety at all." Have no anxiety at all. And he's telling them, don't have anxiety. So what's your problem? What's our problem with that? Here is Paul telling us we don't have to be anxious. And he gives the solution. He says, "In prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your concerns known to God. And the God of peace, whose peace surpasses everything, will guard our minds and our hearts." If we have anxiety, it means we're not doing what Paul tells us to do. You know, the scriptures are there not just so we can read these nice stories and think, "Oh, that's a lovely story." No, it's a textbook for us. It tells us how we are called to be followers of Jesus Christ. And it's one thing to give just lip service to say, "Yeah, I believe in the Bible," but it's a whole other thing to be a real disciple of the Lord. Take what is given in the Bible and use it. Do it. So do we, with thanksgiving, simply make our petitions known to the Lord with thanksgiving, thanking God right along the way? "Lord, my mom's dying of cancer. The world's going to you know where in a handbasket," so forth and so on. "I give this over to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you." But that's what Paul's saying. If we want to produce good fruit, we have to do what Jesus tells us, what Paul tells us God tells us to do. And part of that is not to have anxiety, not to be anxious. You look in the world today, people are upset. We see murders happening out of the blue. We wonder what's going on. Hurricanes destroying the lives of people. It's easy to be anxious if we follow the way of the world. But we're not following the way of the world, at least we're not supposed to. We're supposed to be following the way of the cross, the way of Jesus Christ. The world says one thing, and if we follow the world, we are not faithful to Jesus Christ. There's no in-between on that. Either Jesus is number one, we do what he tells us to do, and work at it. I'm not saying it's instantaneous like that. It takes a lifetime. But we've got to decide, what are we going to do? Are we going to keep on taking our vision and our focus off of Jesus so that we're anxious like everybody else? Or are we going to keep it on Jesus so that we can have the peace that God wants to give us? And we will not get that peace, which surpasses everything we can imagine, unless we say to God, it's all about you. This is what I want, but your will be done, and I thank you. I thank you for whatever answer you're going to give me. Doesn't matter what the answer is. I thank you. That's what Paul's saying. He's not saying, keep on telling God what he needs to do. He already knows that. And don't get upset if God doesn't answer the prayer, the petition that we give to him. That's not the way of a Christian. That's not the way of a disciple. Again, think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He made his petition known to the Father with thanksgiving. He said, Father, if it's possible for this cup of suffering to pass me by, let it be done. That's what he wanted. But he went on and he said, but not my will, but your will be done. And Paul says that again and again as well. But Christian discipleship is about practice. It's about practicing what we are told to do and to be in Scripture and the teachings of the church. As I've said before, just because we come to church doesn't make us a Christian any more than standing in our garage makes us an automobile. That's what G.K. Chesterton said. It's practicing the faith, taking what Paul says, taking it to heart, practicing that. That is what makes us Christians. That is what makes us disciples, because a disciple is constantly strategizing. How am I better going to do the will of the Lord? How am I better going to say no to anxiety and yes to the peace of God, which God wants me to have, not just for me, but so that I can take it out into the world? If we enter this church filled with anxiety, and when we step out those doors, that anxiety immediately comes back to us, we're not listening. We're not practicing our faith. The Christian says, I take it literally what you tell me to do, Lord, and I will practice it out there. And again, so that I can bear good fruit. We are the vineyard of the Lord. Either we're going to produce good fruit or no fruit or bad fruit. So if we want to produce good fruit, if we want to be leaven in the world, if we want to be a light to the world, if we want to bring that peace of Christ, which is beyond all understanding, into the world, then we got to get down to the business of being Christian disciples. Not just doing the minimum, not just receiving the sacraments, but every single day working at being a follower of Jesus Christ. And what does that mean? It means pushing everything else aside to make sure that Jesus is the center, and doing only those things that bring about the production of good fruit in my life. Which means I may have to say no to things. I may have to simplify my life. I may have to hold myself accountable for what I have and what I do with it. It means all of those things. But that's what the Christian does. So when Paul says, have no anxiety, he's speaking from experience. And this is a man that traveled all over, depended on the kindness of strangers for his welfare, who was beaten up, persecuted, left for dead, stoned, shipwrecked. If anybody should have had anxiety, it should have been Paul. But he didn't. Why? Because Jesus Christ was the center of his life. We have the same Jesus Christ in our lives. So, do we have anxiety? If we do, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to listen to Paul, pray about what Paul says? Are we going to make our petitions and prayers known to God with thanksgiving? Are we going to allow the peace of Christ to come into our lives, which means changing our lives so that they're oriented only towards Jesus Christ, not the way of the world, but Jesus Christ. So you and I have been commissioned, especially through baptism, to go into the world, produce the fruit of peace, which is going to bring down the anxiety in the world. It's going to bring down the violence. If we see all this violence in the world, might it possibly mean that we Christians are not doing what we're supposed to be doing? That we give lip service to our faith? That we're not truly living our faith and taking it out into the world? We need to ask ourselves that. Hold our feet to the fire to be accountable for what we say we believe and what we do or don't do. So the power of God is there. That's not a problem or a question. The power of God is unlimited. There never is an end to it. We can keep asking, 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 and God will never run out of graces for us. But if we don't ask for those graces, and when those graces are given to us, we don't use them, then nothing happens. There is no good fruit produced. But you and I were created, called, commissioned to produce good fruit, especially, as Paul tells us, the good fruit of peace, which comes only from God. It comes from denying anxiety and doing the will of God each day. It takes practice. It takes practice. We need to support one another in it. We need to find strategies for working it out in my own life. We need to support one another as they work it out in their own life, because we're a church, we're a community, not just individuals doing our own thing. So if we want to be truly disciples of the Lord, then to listen to the Lord, believe what he says, believe what the apostles tell us that we can do and what we can be. So I invite you to think about that. Are there areas of anxiety in your lives? Areas of fear? What's that all about? What does Scripture tell us about that? Do we have to be prisoners of that? Is that why Jesus came, or did he come to free us from the power of sin and death and fear and anxiety? That's what our faith tells us. So again, I encourage you to think about where it is in your life that there may be those blocks, those fears, those anxieties, and go to the Lord in petition and prayer with thanksgiving and ask for peace. Ask for that focus on Christ, which does bring us the peace we want, because we have been commissioned to produce peace as a fruit in our lives, every one of us. So that's the goal, not just for ourselves, but for the world. And the world is desperately in need of that peace, and we can bring it. We can produce it out in the world, but it's up to us to turn away from the evil, the temptations, the stresses that we may bring upon ourselves, the anxieties of fear, and turn to Christ, who is himself the Prince of Peace and who gives us the opportunity to be like him, to be children of peace and produce that good fruit in the world.